Yeah, the only thing I ever use is just the expression high winds.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, that's, I know that we don't have, as in Western Canada, we don't have the Chinooks or something like that. We don't have specific names for types of winds in given months that blow from given directions. No, because again, it's not a windy, where I'm from, we don't have, no.
Mm-hmm. And is it warmer there than it is here?
Much.
Oh, well.
It's subtropical.
Maybe I ought to move to Houston.
It's subtropical.
Gee, I didn't realize that.
Oh, it's grim.
Hmm. So it's bad in the summer then?
Oh, it's very hot in the summer and humid.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Okay. Another rapid change of subject. What do you call the man who delivers your mail?
A mailman.
Okay.
Uh-huh.
Suppose it's a woman.
Well, I guess I've never seen one, but I would say, I'll be damned if I'd say mail person. I don't know what I would say. Postal worker, hell, I don't know. What would I say? Mail woman, I guess.
It's a woman in my neighborhood, I think I just say, has the mailman come.
Yeah, because what?
Okay, how about the man that picks up the garbage?
Garbage man.
Any other terms?
I suppose one would say garbage collector, but I say garbage man.
Mm-hmm. All right. What would you say that a person has if he's able to gain favors from City Hall?
Pull.
Is that all?
Clout.
Okay, is that the same?
Sure. If he's able to get favors from City Hall, he's got clout with City Hall. Pull with City Hall. Yeah.
All right. Do you have a name for a city employee who has no real job, no responsibilities, performs no services, but he draws a salary anyway?
The mayor.
More and more people are saying that.
What do we call such a person? Yeah, there must be a term, but it just didn't come to my mind.
Did you ever hear the term payroller?
No.
Nobody else has either. I don't know where that term came from.
No.
Okay. Now, food stores, what would you call, not specific trade names, but a large food store?
Supermarket.
Is that the way you would refer to it? Would you say I'm going to the...
In the supermarket. I might say I'm going to the market.
Mm-hmm.
I probably would say that, I'm going to the market. Yeah.
Okay. And what about a small neighborhood store?
I'd say I'm going to the food shop.
Mm-hmm. Any other term for it?
Grocery store, maybe.
Suppose it's one of those that stays open very late and opens very early and usually has higher prices.
Yeah. I probably would say I'm going to the 7-Eleven.
Do you use that generically for any of them?
Yes, probably so, yeah.
Okay.
Or Utotem, actually, is what we'd say in Texas. Do you have Utotems over here?
I don't know. No,
we'd say go to Utotem. Going to Utotem.
Mm-hmm. I probably just heard it in interviews.
Mm-hmm.
Is that letter U and then T-O-T-E?
Mm-hmm. Dash E-M.
Mm-hmm.
Right.
There are several other chains like that.
Those are the big ones. Like, we don't have, Magic Market. We don't have that.
Mm-hmm.
But as I say, I think just maybe that term you told him is...
Oh, are you familiar with the term Ice House?
Well, I understand it, but it's because the institution is rare that, you know, the term is too.
But you wouldn't use it for that type of store.
Oh, no.
Seems as though I've heard that somewhere in Texas, and I can't remember where, and I haven't looked it up. Okay. How about the special kind of store where you get cooked meats, and there might be a few tables there, and fancy salads?
A very rare thing in Houston, I think. But I'd call it a deli.
Would you ever use the longer form?
Delicatessen. Would I? I suppose I could, but in ordinary parlance, I'd say the deli.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
So, yeah.
And then what about small appliances that you might use for heating food when you didn't want to turn on the oven?
Call that a toaster oven.
Okay. Any other types of things? What about for frying something, an electric appliance?
What do we call that? An electric skillet.
Mm-hmm.
Electric skillet.